Good, mate. How are you?
Good, good.
Good. Long time no speak.
Exactly. How's everything with you?
Good, mate. Fantastic.
How's your script? Did you change your script? Did you finish your script?
Yes, mate. I did.
Got it. So when you have like a finished new version, send it to me. I'll be happy to read it again. Okay.
Sounds cool, mate. Sounds wonderful. Hey, I've been practicing a little bit of Russian. Do you want to hear it?
Please.
Мой приятель суперзвезды.
You should do it again.
Мой приятель суперзвезды.
Мой приятель суперзвезда.
Supposed to be
you
my...
said my friend is.
It says it's supposed,
my...
it's supposed to be my superstar buddy.
I got it. Yeah. I kind of got it. You said my buddy is a superstar. My friend is a superstar. Thank you. You know what? I practice. I mean, my English is a little bit better than your Russian. But I should practice the accent because you have such a cool accent.
Oh.
I mean, because, I mean, people from Australia, they have such a cool accent.
Yeah.
I mean, this is amazing.
Yeah, no, I just...
I have a friend, Conan Stevens.
Yeah.
Conan is from Australia. I always thought it's like British accent.
Yeah,
but no,
yeah.
It's Australian accent.
Yeah, it is. It sounds very similar, but, you know, we're slightly a bit more coarse than the British.
Well, of course. I mean, you're tougher and you're more cool. I mean, don't tell this to Adrian Paul. Don't tell this to him.
No.
My guy from the Skylander, don't tell this to him. But I always prefer, except him, I always prefer Australians. I mean, tough guys like Russians.
Yeah. Well, Alex, it's a wonderful new movie, Maximum Impact, right? Really cool movie, man.
So you watched it? Did you get the link? Did you watch it?
I did, mate. I did. I watched it. Loved it. Loved it. Loved it. Loved it.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Kent. And you know, this movie, that's my biggest movie to date. And you saw all the production value. You saw all the action stuff. And I mean, compared to Showdown was pure joy. To work before my idols and to make it in Philippines. But compared to Maximum Impact, I mean, Maximum Impact was kind of like a mid-level studio movie for me.
Yeah.
Because Andrei Batkovic is a studio director. It was his first independent movie he was making, you know?
Yeah.
And the guy who wrote the script, Ross LaManna, he wrote Rush Hour franchise and it's $1 billion franchise. And, and when he wrote it, I mean, he wrote all the big action sequences, like chases and everything, like on Moscow Street, with all that cars flipping around. I mean, for me, as a producer, it was very challenging.
Yeah.
Very challenging, because again, it's the biggest project I made. But for me, as Alexander Nevsky, as your Russian buddy, I mean, for me, it was another dream come true, because, I mean, I love Rush Hour franchise. I love Batkovic movies.
Yeah.
I mean, Cradle to the Grave, Exit Wounds. Actually, I think Exit Wounds was like last great Steven Seagal film. You know?
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. It was a great movie.
Yeah, totally.
So to work with Batkovic, it was very interesting. And actually, what you saw, I mean, it's a director's cut because that's how we left it. So
yeah.
he made a director's cut, and we never changed it. So it's his. Director's cut. It's his pure vision.
Yeah.
You know?
It's awesome. It was
and
just...
we had a fight choreographer, James Liu, who just got an Emmy last year. He got an Emmy for Luke Cage, Marvel's Luke Cage. He basically created all that fight and everything. So it was a big experience, challenging experience, but big fun.
Yeah. And a huge cast again. You got Danny Trejo and, Matthias is back, and
I mean, you will see. I'll send you American artwork. I'll say as soon as we finish the conversation, I'll send you American artwork, and they were able to basically. I mean, we have a lot of people on international artwork. We had a lot of people on Russian artwork, but on American artwork, they even see that more.
Right.
So it has like Eric Roberts and Dacascus and myself and Maria Bravikova and Kelly Hu. Yeah. And Domano, then Alfonso Mascoli, and Billy Baldwin, and Danny Trejo. I mean, on American cover, I mean, it's almost everyone there.
I know.
Yeah, they had a lot of people.
Yeah. Huge cast. What was it like to work with everyone?
Again, can't, because I also produced it.
Yeah.
It was very challenging, very challenging, because, I never had so many, stars and so many actors at the same time. And big director at the same time, big DP, because the guy who was director of photography was Andrei's choice, and actually he Vern Noble.
Yeah.
And Vern did Expendables with Stallone, and actually he worked with Andre on all his movies.
Okay.
In Speed. In Speed he was working with Andre. So we had great professional. And as an actor, I mean, again, it was great with Trejo, with Danny Trejo. It was we didn't have scenes together. I mean, we had some talks, whatever, like over the phone, whatever, but we never had screen time together. But of course, we spoke a lot, and I spoke a lot to Billy Baldwin, because I also basically had a scene with him, exchange with him only over the screen,
right.
You know, and actually Billy Baldwin, because we shot Maximum Impact in Moscow and in LA,
yeah.
You know, and scenes with Billy, we shot in LA, some of the fights. We shot, I mean, interior fights were shot in LA. So, I mean, for me as an actor, it was great, and it was a great experience, and I learned a lot, because I think Billy Baldwin, I mean, he's a great actor.
Yeah.
He's just a great actor. And Tom Arnold, he's a great actor and great comedian, he's very funny, and he's also a very good actor himself, and he's a good producer. Also, Kelly Hu, I hope we had some chemistry with Kelly Hu and you enjoyed it when you were watching the movie.
Yeah.
Because she's tough. I mean, she's a tough girl. But she still has it and she looks great.
Yeah.
And she's a very good actor.
Yeah.
You know, she's not just black belt karate girl, but she's also a great actor.
Yeah.
So and we had Russian actors. I hope you were disappointed before that Russian actors we had, because most of them, like, established stars.
Yeah.
In my home country, in Russia. So for me as an actor, it was a huge experience, great experience.
Yeah.
And also I hope you saw that my acting, because of all the great actors around me, I hope my acting also moved up a little bit compared to Showdown. Because again, Showdown, it was more kind of like action, fun movie. And that one, it was also action comedy and everything, but because of the production value and because of the amount of actors and amount of scenes I had. I mean, it also was challenging, but great experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked you and your little mate. You know, you call each other Baby Bear and Papa Bear.
Zenia.
Yeah. He was good. He was funny. Funny and also good with the action, too.
Yeah, did you see what he did? I mean, it was... James Liu, who taught him to do that, but they shot it well, right? All the action sequences and with him, especially when they established his character in the beginning, they have like a great action scene. And he did great. He's not martial artist, but he did great because he had like great team. Now we had great stunt team, and again, James Liu did a great job.
It was interesting. The last time you were directed by Mark, but this time you had the big fight scene with him at the end with Mark.
Exactly. And Dacascus, Mark Dacascus, that is my friend.
Yeah.
And also, he's very talented. I mean, he's obviously very talented martial artist, but he's also a very talented actor.
Yeah.
And I think in that movie, everyone who watched that movie will see that he also very good in comedy.
Yeah, very good. You know? Yeah.
I don't remember him doing comedy, right?
No. No, this has got to be like one of the rare times he's funny.
Exactly, and he is funny. And Matthias also, Matthias is funny.
Yeah.
Matthias is doing a great job.
Yeah.
But you don't expect these guys, I mean, they always like that martial artist, tough guys, you don't expect them to make fun of themselves and play goofy and all of that. And they did. And I think also because they had very good material to work with. Again, because Ross LaManna, what he did with Rush Hour, because it was Ross who created the characters, you know, in the first place.
Yeah.
So, Ross LaManna wrote a very nice script. And they polished it together with Batkovic before we start shooting. So, we have a nice material. We have nice material to work with. And, again, talking about Mark, I mean, in the end, the fight in the end, he helped to choreograph it also with James together. So, I think that's why it's nice to watch, because they had not just Mark Dacascus, but also James Liu, but also Andrei Batkovic. And actually, it was their nice reunion because they did Cradle to the Grave together. Mark,
yeah.
Kelly, Tom, and Andre. So it was like a reunion for them.
Yeah. No, it was. It's a really great script. Like you said, a lot of action, a lot of comedy. I mean, it was to be expected from the guy who wrote Rush Hour, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
because he really has the handle and that good balance, you know. I mean, because sometimes their movies are unbalanced. Like, there's a lot of action, a little bit of comedy, too much comedy, not enough action. But this one had the good balance of action and comedy.
Thank you, and I'm glad you're saying this. But I mean, that's not really to my credit. I think it's to my credit as a producer, but it's because of Andre. Andre was a director because he's great action director. Yeah. And he was great DP before, because as a DP, you know, he was making all the movies with Sidney Lumet. And Speed, he was the main director of photography on Speed.
Yeah.
And Little Weapon, and everything. So he did so many great stuff as a director of photography.
Yeah,
before,
yeah.
Joel Silver gave him Romeo Must Die and Cradle to the Grave and Exit Wound.
Mm.
And Lorenzo Di Bonaventura produced Doom with Andre directing.
Yeah,
and actually, I think Doom was really underrated, because I like Doom.
Yeah, me
and,
too.
I like Dwayne Johnson and Doom, right? I mean, they did a good job.
Totally.
They did a good job in the movie.
Yeah,
so,
very
exactly. So, Andre is really strong. Very strong director. Mm. And Ross, again, very good writer. So, because of the material and because of the director and the team, because we had a great team, great cast and crew, that's why we basically managed to balance, because you're absolutely right. It's not easy.
Yeah.
To balance comedy and action.
Yeah.
And actually, it was my first action comedy, because I never did comedy either before.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, some of the critics in Russia, they called my action movies comedies, but.
you did a little bit of comedy. You and Casper did a little bit of comedy in Showdown. You know, this is just an extension of that, really. But it was good to see you. You're good. I think you could do, you know, like Kindergarten Cop or something like that. You could do something like that.
Actually, after the Maximum Impact and after that experience, yes, I think I can.
Yeah.
And I spoke to Andre about that, because Andre Barkovic, he worked with Arnold Schwarzenegger, because Andre was a director of photography on Twins.
Right.
It was the first comedy Arnold was making, you know?
Yeah.
And Arnold told me later that Ivan Reitman, who was the director on Twins, he even, I mean, allowed Andre to direct some of the scenes, because Andre was that good even at the time, you know? And actually, that was a huge honor for me when Arnold Schwarzenegger became like the first guy who watched Maximum Impact. You know, him and my other idol, Ralph Müller, they watched the film, because we did a screening exactly just for them.
Yeah.
And can you imagine me? I mean, the guy who was skinny, muscular teenager, who was started bodybuilding, watching Arnold and Ralph. Now, so many years later, I'm with them, watching my film, you know, and they just hugged me, and they loved the movie. And, I mean, it was a dream come true.
That's fantastic.
Really.
And what
really
did Arnold think? What did Arnold think?
Arnold loved it.
You loved it?
Arnold loved it.
Yeah.
Arnold loved it.
Yeah.
And actually, he congratulated me, he congratulated Barkovic, and he really loved Barkovic's work anyway. He watched his movies. And they almost work together because, because I think for one of the films, Joel Silver wanted Arnold. I think not for Exit Wounds, probably for Cradle to the Grave, they wanted Arnold. Or for one of the films like that, and Arnold just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
But Arnold followed Andre's career, and, you know, the films are pretty amazing. If you watch, I'm sure you watched Romeo Must Die.
Yeah,
At the time, exactly, in 1999 and 2000, it was, I mean, amazing.
Yeah.
And that established Jet Li career in Hollywood.
Yeah,
it was
totally.
Big in Asia, but no one knew him worldwide.
Totally.
Yeah, so Arnold loved it, and Arnold supported it, and he told me, I should say, everyone that he loved it, you know, and hopefully he will go to the premiere if he's done with Terminator. Right now he's in Budapest doing Terminator. But if you want to, I can send you also a couple of photos from those screenings.
Oh, that'd
like
be wonderful.
Arnold and Ralph.
That'd be wonderful.
Exactly.
That'd
yeah,
be wonderful to put, yeah, that'd be wonderful to put with the interview and that. That'd be great.
Exactly. I will do that. I will do that for sure.
That's fantastic.
And so for me, it's what we spoke about last time, you know. For me, dreams come true.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think, exactly. And I think that if I can achieve it, anyone can achieve it too. You know, we spoke about that last time, and I told you that last time, and I'll repeat it, because it's really important. That's my main main point in Russia when I do interviews over there, you know, because, again, I made myself by myself. I didn't wait. Didn't wait for opportunities or chances. I created that opportunity. I had my idol who basically did that before, and I knew I could do it too. So hopefully you personally will continue to push for your script, you know, because it's very good. And the guys who read this, who listen your podcast and read your articles, they also push themselves by themselves, if you understand what I mean. You know?
But no,
they just have to do it. You know?
No, you gotta put yourself out there because if you, as they say, you know, don't hold your breath, otherwise you'll go blue in the face.
Exactly, and there's another thing. Yes, of course, you have to push yourself by yourself. But there's another thing which is
because no one's really gonna give it to you, right? You've gotta take
exactly,
it.
Exactly. But it's all real. You can achieve it, and you have to understand that, and other people have to understand it too. It's all real because if one person achieved it, it's all freaking real. You just have to push harder.
Yeah.
You know, you just have to train harder if you want to have like big muscles or martial arts skills, and you have to push harder if you want to achieve it in show business. It's just that simple, you know.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Well, I mean, you can look. I mean, just looking at your, you know, career trajectory. I mean, you're headed. You're definitely headed on the way up, and you can see what a big influence like Arnold was with you. I mean, because you're very much you've got that Arnold thing going for you. You know, you know, this is just like the next step, and I've got the feeling that the next one will be bigger, and the next one will be bigger, and you'll just keep going from strength to strength as an actor and a producer and a director and whatever it is that you're going to do.
Thank you for saying that, Ken. I'm trying to. And, you know, my next project, actually, I'm working on another movie, but my next project is not the movie, because my last book, became a bestseller in Russia last year. It's called Bodybuilding and Other Secrets of Success.
Right.
And this is my 10th book. It's my 10th book. And half of the book is autobiography, like from zero to hero. And another half of the book is basically my advices in bodybuilding and fitness, how to achieve your goals and fitness naturally, without drugs, without steroids, without growth hormones, without all of that, how to gain muscles at home, how to get it in the gym, how to get it, I mean, if you train on the street or whatever.
Mm.
And that book became a bestseller in Russia last year. They just republished it, like another edition. But that will be my third book, which will be published in English. And I think that book will introduce me to English language audience. I know a lot of people watch my movies because, I mean, you see what I'm doing. I mean, last three movies, they're going out like every 6 months.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm trying to make sure that at least like on DVD or VOD or iTunes, it's available everywhere in all the world, especially in Asia. But in Asia, it's available anyway. It's pirated, I mean. And on YouTube over there,
yeah.
It's a different story. But at least they watch it. But I got an email.
Yeah.
I got an email, and there was like a person saying like, Alexander, your movie is on YouTube. Like, I watched it in Indonesia, whatever, and I basically jump onto that link, and it was like, yeah, it was Showdown in Manila. I mean, I think it was in Russian with American subtitles and English subtitles or whatever, but it was like 7 million people watched it already.
Wow.
That was funny.
7 million?
That was funny.
That's pretty good.
Exactly, but my point is, Ken, I hope that book, when it's published in English, that book will introduce me properly to English speaking audience, you know, and my story from bodybuilding, from Soviet Union, because I told you in Soviet Union bodybuilding was illegal.
Right.
It was illegal. We couldn't even name it bodybuilding, you know. And my story in Hollywood, how I started to, you know, to make it here, and how I tried to break all the stereotypes about Russian, how I decided to produce, how I started to make my international movies and all of that. So I think that book will be the thing which also can inspire not just skinny kids who want to gain muscles. And by the way, I think there's still a lot of them, because what happened now with bodybuilding, just to change subject for a second, I mean, especially professional bodybuilding now, unfortunately, so full of drugs and so full of heavy drugs like Synthol and growth hormone. I mean, not many people want to do it. It's not like it was 30 years ago, 25 years ago when Arnold was a symbol of bodybuilding. I think he's still a symbol, you know?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people who want to still basically gain muscle. They just don't know how to do it without drugs, you know, without that, all that thing. So I think there's people to inspire in that agenda too. But mostly, I think my story about skinny, muscular kid who basically made it because of the inner strength and sport and, you know, will. That, I hope, will be nice. And definitely when this book is published in English, I will send you a copy. Oh, it will be published here in the United States, and hopefully you will like it.
Oh, that's very swell of you, Alex. Yeah, I mean, but it also comes down to, like, personal drive. Like, you're a guy that's got really, really strong personal drive and motivation. That's a big key, isn't it?
It is. It is. And actually, for that, I created boxing, because I started with boxing even before the bodybuilding. I started with boxing, and I was an amateur boxer for like 7 years before I really switched into the bodybuilding. And also my mom. I created my mom because my mom, I mean, in Soviet Union, Kent, officially, we didn't have like poor people and rich people. We did. But still, there were people with money and without money. And my mom, I mean, no one supported her. Her parents or my father, no one supported her. And she basically had to work, like 15 hours a day at some laundry factory just to feed me and my sister.
Yeah.
You know, but we never had money. We never had like car or like house outside of Moscow or whatever. No, we had like small apartment and mom was working all the time. But every time she was optimistical, she was positive. She was saying to me that it doesn't matter if you have money or not today. You have to have people who are close to you. You have to support people who are close to you. You have to dream. You have to get an education. You have to do sport, because all your world is inside of you. You can change it. That's what she was saying to me. And she was right. And of course, you know, as soon as I become famous in Russia, of course, they took her out of the job, and she doesn't work for about 20 years enjoying her life. But before that, she was working very hard and sacrificed very hard. And she was a great example to me what you should do. And you should work hard, and also you should be optimistic. It doesn't matter what is around you. You still have to work hard, believe in yourself, believe in your family, and you will make it, you know. And she actually was a great, and she is your inspiration for me in that. And I'm also writing about that in my book, you know.
Oh,
and
cool.
Arnold, of course, Arnold's example of the guy who was breaking all the stereotypes. I mean, freaking all the stereotypes in bodybuilding, in movies, in politics, in business. And look at him now. I mean, he's 71 years old. I mean, look at him. He just had a open heart operation like 3 or 4 months ago, but now he's back in shape, doing Terminator shoots like 20 hours a day.
Yeah.
His muscles and everything. I mean, the guy is a Terminator. The guy is unstoppable. as well as Sly Stallone. Sly is the same. Sly was freaking 72, training every day, and doing another Rambo soon.
Mm.
I mean, a great idol.
Oh,
a great idols. And great idols. And actually, Sly even wrote a couple of nice words about me in my book. It was published in Russia. I mean, he was also very supportive. He's another idol of mine, because I think Rocky is, I mean, the best movie ever made about boxing.
Yeah.
You know, in my opinion, I mean, fiction movie.
Awesome.
So, thank you for your good words. And, of course, I have zeal and drive. But in the beginning of that, I had great examples in front of my eyes. I mean, it's important to have, you know.
Yeah, no, totally. And I see recently you picked up some awards, or an award.
That was funny because again, going back to Maximum Impact, again, really was the biggest project in my career, most challenging project in my career, most expensive project in my career.
Yeah.
And we started shooting in 2015.
Yeah.
We did another, we did some reshoot, whatever, in 2016. We finished it completely in 2017. And we released it in Russia in the end of 2017, and in the middle of 2018, we're just releasing it internationally in America.
Yeah.
So basically, it's like 3 or 4 years of my life, that movie.
Yeah.
And need to have some recognition because, I mean, they opened my star, like, on the Russian Walk of Fame. In Russia, when they opened the movie over there, they gave me that award in Las Vegas recently. And for me, it was great because I got that award. Matthias was there. He also got his award. He was awarded, like, Icon Award. Yeah. Matthias Hughes. He deserved it a lot. And also Randy Couture was there. And Karina Everson, she's Miss Olympia, she also was there. She was in Double Impact. If you remember Double Impact?
Yeah, totally. With Van Damme.
Yeah, Karina was there. Yeah, she was great in that movie. So, yes, I got my, it was Breakout Action Star Award from Action on Film and Festival. And also, Maximum Impact was showing there as a closing movie of the festival at the closing night.
Oh, great.
And at the end of the day, yeah, exactly. We got like three awards for the film. We got Best Action Film of the Year, Best Action Sequences, and Best Special Effects. And of course, we were competed not with big studio movies, but with independent movies, independent action movies. But still, it was very nice for me to have a recognition for the film because it was only me who worked so hard. I mean, we had like hundreds of people working hard on that movie.
Yeah, you know, and like you said, it's taken several years. I mean, it's not like you did this the traditional way. People forget when you put films together independently, there's a lot of other things that you have to do when you don't have the Hollywood machine behind you.
Exactly, exactly. And unfortunately, or fortunately, you know, that's how it is right now for independent films. Because, and actually, studios, for some reason, they stopped making movies like that. Because like even like 15 or 20 years ago, they were making movies. They were making like 10, 12 million dollar movies and then action movies and everything. Yes, they were making like smaller movies, but they were making mid-level studio movies, which they stopped making now. They're doing like huge franchises. They're doing huge movies. They spend a lot of money on these movies, but they don't support anything else. And if you really want to do like action movies one after another, you have to be creative. And of course, I'm using Russia because my film always wide theatrical releases in Russia and ex-USSR and Eastern Europe. But with Maximum Impact, you know, we're going into the limited theaters in the States. And my Black Rose still on Netflix in the States, you know, and on all the digital platforms. And actually, Maximum Impact will be my first Blu-ray in the States. And my films on Blu-ray.
Awesome.
They will release a Blu-ray. Yeah, it's just, yes, it's all rewarding, but it's all challenging, and you're absolutely right. And you have to be creative. You have to assume that you don't have that machine behind you. You don't have anyone behind you who will push you forward.
Yeah.
Especially now when, people who love making movies, now they're trying to make movies on their phones, or like, in one hand, they think it's cheap, you can do it and whatever, and there's some really talented people who can't do it, but there's like thousands of people who just do something, put it on YouTube. So you have to compete with so many others for attention of the audience and everything.
Yeah.
It's not easy at all, but it doesn't matter that you cannot do it. It doesn't matter. It's just you have to, again, as we spoke before, you have to work harder. And as I said, it's not good, it's not bad. It's a reality.
Yeah.
You have to work harder if you want to achieve it. And it's like that.
Yeah.
And for me, it's understandable because it was always like that when I was doing bodybuilding. You know, because I was taller. I was taller than other guys. And when you have muscles, you look better when you're taller.
Yeah.
But it's very harder to get them because you have longer arms, longer legs. I mean, it's harder to get bigger.
Mm.
You have to work harder. But as I told you, it's all dream come true. And again, to be able to release movies in the United States every 6 months, I mean, it's just amazing and great.
No, mate, it's an absolute. I can't wait to. I might have to get the Blu-ray off you because they don't. I couldn't get a hold of the last one. Thank you for sending me that Showdown in Manila.
As soon as Blu-ray out. I'll send you the Blu-ray.
That's great.
I will.
Awesome.
I will.
But I look forward, mate, to all the... I was chatting with Craig. He's working on a film with you, Savage Attack or something. Is that's one you're going to be doing in the future?
Hopefully, because he wrote a great script. He he wrote a great script, and now I just have to first, and now you know me a little bit, and you know how I work. I basically do it step by step, because I didn't want to start anything, really, before I finish Maximum Impact, in a sense, I mean, before I release Maximum Impact everywhere. Mm-hmm. This year, Maximum Impact project will be done completely, and I already shot my next film as a producer, Wild League.
Right.
We just finished shooting in Russia, and that's a historical film, international film, historical like action drama. Yeah. Adrian Paul actually is in the movie from Highlander, and William Shockley from Showgirls and from RoboCop also is in the movie. And I didn't act in the movie; I just produced the movie because I was concentrating on Maximum Impact release.
Yeah.
And after that, I want to make sure that my book is in English, is published in the United States. And after that, I'll go to my next film as an actor and producer. And Savage Attack, hopefully, will be my next project because I love the script.
Yeah.
I love the script. And hopefully next year, I mean, first we'll talk about my book, but after we'll talk about Savage Attack, hopefully.
Yeah, can't wait to see the book. That'll be a big thing. And like you said, it'll hopefully expand your audience, you know, get more people, you know, reading your story and how you've, you know, you have this great success and all that sort of thing. And like you said, introduce more of the English, the rest of the world, your cinema and your journey and all that type of thing. So that'll be really great to see that come out.
Thank you. Hopefully, Cap. Hopefully. And another last thing which I want to mention about Maximum Impact and myself and my upcoming book. I mean, you see what's going on in the world now. I mean, we spoke a little bit about that last time. I mean, and it's just getting worse. I mean, that kind of like Cold War thing getting worse. So I just hope that, you know, what I'm doing, because you just watched Maximum Impact, there's no stereotypes in the movie. There's good Russians and bad Russians, good Americans, bad Americans. I mean, it's all like in real life, but Russian and Americans work together, helping each other, you know, and that's how it should be. I mean, Russians, Australians, Americans, I mean, everyone, we should work together. We should like, and I mean, in real life, it's exactly like that. We work together, we like each other. So, all what's going on in the media, I mean, I hope that my movies and my books, it's still kind of like, you know, like, how to write in English, some positive vibe or, you know, some antidote or something, you know?
Yeah.
But something good from Russia, you know, really from Russia with love. You know, with muscles and with love, you know?
Yeah.
Something like that.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Well, mate, it's always wonderful to talk to you, Alex. I can't wait to see the book and all the wonderful stuff that you got coming up. I wish you all the best, greatest success. You're a really great guy. You're my moi prijatel super zvezda.
Thank you. Thank you for learning Russian. I hope next time, I mean, I will try accent and you will try more Russian.
All right. I will.
But thank you. Спасибо.
I'll learn
Спасибо
more.
Again.
See you later, mate.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. Have a great day, okay?
Same to you, mate.